What's going on, guys? This is Will. This is Synergy Talk, and this is the third time now I've tried to record this little rant podcast. The problem is I'm getting too passionate about this. This one specifically gets me really fired up, and I've titled it, Who Do You Need to See, a fitness coach, a nutritionist, or a practitioner? And I'm kind of talking to clients here, like people I see that come in our gym and other gyms and the general public in the fitness industry, but kind of in a hidden way, I'm really talking to the professionals out there, the coaches and the other gym owners. I'm fortunate to be able to work with two or three of them and sort of consult with them and help them. And one of the big things I always tell them and ask is, what problem are you trying to solve? Like that's one of my like favorite questions. It's a question I think in business or life or really that you need to wake up and ask yourself every single day. Because I think it can guide you. The answer to that question, what problem I try to solve, guides you in the direction you need to go be productive and get something done. We just use the gym as an example. Say it's New Year's and you want to go start a fitness routine. The first question I recommend everybody ask is, what problem are you trying to solve by this? You trying to lose weight? Trying to get stronger? You trying to create a habit? Trying to create discipline? Trying to get more energy, health? What is it? And typically it's a little bit of all those things. That's what we hear, right? But the truth is, the most productive way any high achiever will tell you this is to focus on one problem, find someone to help you solve that problem, and then solve it, kill it. When people try to solve 10 problems at once, typically what we see is they solve 1/10 of 10 problems. So specifically this episode, what I want to talk about is the problem and then who to find to help you solve that problem. Because we see this so much, it irks me to death in the fitness industry. Let's start with the coach, the fitness coach. How many of us fitness coaches or trainers out there have the guy who walks in the gym and says, you know what, I was playing tennis last night, I felt a pop in my shoulder, and now I can't raise my arm above my head. And the first thing you do is you go guide them towards a lacrosse ball to roll out something. You don't even know what, just something, their shoulder. You give them you tie a band to a rig and say, here's some little banded exercises. I think it's your rotator cuff. Are you kidding me? Like you realize, first of all, the rotator cuff isn't a muscle. It's a group of muscles. Second of all, surely you realize you don't actually know what you're talking about. Like when someone tells me this, when someone feels like they're hurt and they're injured, the first thing I like to say is, I honestly don't know. Like, they want me to know. And I love that. The trust that they put in that coach, that they've built that rapport and that relationship with, is beautiful. It's an awesome thing. But I want them to know that I honestly don't know what they did. Like, it's not what I'm trained to do. They probably need to go see somebody that is trained to fix that issue, right? Joe, you probably need to go see a doctor about that. Here's one I know is a good doctor, is a good name. Where is it? It's kind of a separate, but what has happened in our society where we have this massive distrust in the medical community? Like, I know our medical system is broken in lots of ways and needs to be fixed, but as someone that worked in the medical community for the vast majority of my career, I can promise you that most of these people, they are here to help. They're not trying to screw you. Like, they spent their lives, they spent 4, 6, 8 years sometimes in school. Like, they've dissected cadavers in medical school studying the intricacies of a shoulder to literally know how to diagnose and help you fix what you did. Yet you're going to go to a fitness coach that, like, I'm proud of Synergy because we don't have any of these on our staff. All of our coaches have advanced training and certifications, but you do realize that in most cases you're going to a coach that got a certificate from a weekend seminar, right? They went to a weekend course and were handed a little piece of paper that said they could go coach people in fitness. And you are going to them with an issue like you heard a pop in you blew out your back and now you can't get out of bed. And you think that they're going to tell you to go get on a foam roller because your hamstrings are tight and that's why you can't walk? Like, probably you need to see someone else, right? Like, well, I'm afraid they're just going to tell me I need surgery or this. Well, no, it's not. 90% of the time, that's not the case. They're not going to tell you that. And the 10% of the time it is the case, guess what? You may need surgery. Like you may have torn something that isn't just going to fix itself by rolling around on a lacrosse ball. Like, it may need, people will spend hundreds and thousands of dollars on every massage, dry needle this, physical therapy that, before they'll spend the $60 copay or the $300 MRI to go get a real diagnosis and real treatment for the issue that they have. So that would be the first one that irks me. Like, do you need a fitness coach or do you need a practitioner, right? Are you sick? Are you injured? Or do you need help with your squat form? Do you need some motivation to run a little more, a little faster? Do you need some to be pushed in the gym? Do you need to fix your deadlift? Like, did the deadlift cause your injury and you need to work on your form? Then great. Fitness coach is a perfect person that's trained and passionate and experienced and excited to help with that. Is your back blown out? You have a bulging disc? Your fitness coach can't fix that. Your chiropractor may not be able to fix that. Like, I get that there's great coaches, there's good and bad chiropractors, there's good and bad physical therapists, there's good and bad doctors out there. And it might take a little bit of work. I'm lucky at Synergy, we have mostly the goods of all of those. And I love that. But find, through word of mouth, find out who's good and go find someone to help you fix that problem. Here's another good one. Weight loss. One of the biggest things we see, like how many times nutrition, around nutrition diet, I saw this year. Sally comes in the gym after over-serving herself wine last night, crushed a full bag of popcorn, sat down and binge-watched some documentaries on Netflix, and she comes in the gym the next day all bright-eyed and excited to tell you that she's decided to go off full-on vegan. She watched something, it was like philosophically, she's got a new religion. Like she's and you just look at her and like, are you shitting me, Sally? Like, is there a hidden camera? Am I being punked right now? Is this a reality TV show? I've been trying to help you with your nutrition for you. I've been trying to talk to you about your drinking and eating it. And I've been trying to work with you for years about this. And you, let me get this, you watched a movie last night and you're ready to go full on vegan? Like, again, that they're going to the wrong person for the wrong solution, right? A fitness coach or a nutrition coach is trained to help you with those things. If you want to help lose weight, if you want help losing weight, if you want help with your diet, you want to make some changes in your life, maybe Netflix isn't the right place to get that information. Maybe a doctor isn't. How many physicians out there have you gone to that are overweight? Are you going to go to your physician and ask them what diet they would recommend for you to help lose weight when they are visually and obviously obese? Probably not. Like, right? Like, we wouldn't do that. How about you find a nutrition coach? How about you find someone that has the background and the knowledge and the experience and the book of clients that they can show you, like, here's all the people I have literally helped solve this problem that right now you're talking to me about solving. Good news, Sally. I have 70 clients that have solved this problem in the last year, and I think I can help you become 71. Go find the right person to help solve that problem, but whatever you don't do, don't have a gross overconfidence in people to solve problems just because you have a great relationship with them, or you trust them, or they're good people, or they're good friends. Like, find someone that is trained and experienced and has the knowledge to solve the problem you're trying to solve, and then have that person help you solve that problem. Make sense? All right. Thanks, guys. That's all I had for you today. Sorry I get a little passionate. It's a little bit of a rant, but it's really a rant against my own kind here. I get very frustrated when I see it. I get very frustrated of people that try to fix things that they're not qualified to fix. I also get frustrated about people asking others to fix things when they should know better than to think that that person can fix it. So find out what problem you're trying to solve, and then find the right person to go solve that problem and crush it. All right. Have a good day, guys. Take care.